Those who've been lucky enough to travel to the Wax Lake Delta are prone to gush about it.
You're going to a place that is like one of the few bright spots on the coast of Louisiana.
Ben Weber leads trips to the Wax Lake area as an outreach coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. From the stern of a fishing boat, Weber enjoys a view of water lilies and marsh grasses.
It's one of the only places in the country where our rivers are actually building land and sort of still have that process intact of delivering sediment and water to the marshes, the lifeblood of all these wetlands that we depend on.
From above, one can see how the lush green delta has grown and spread into the Gulf over decades. It's a bit of an outlier. Most people in this region have seen their coastal land retreat due to sea level rise and saltwater intrusion. The reason Wax Lake Delta is growing, not eroding, is a 1941 intervention by the Army Corps of Engineers in the Atchafalaya River Basin. To reduce the threat of flooding in Morgan City, the Corps made a channel to let the river water flow into the Gulf. This created marsh, the Wax Lake Delta, a bit of a happy accident. Dr. John Lopez is the director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation. He says that byproduct of river diversion is now a Save the Coast strategy.
The intent of diversions has shifted more toward trying to deliver sediment and helping maintain or rebuild wetlands in today's coastal system.
With Wax Lake as Exhibit A, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority views diversions as the best chance for restoring lost wetlands. There are 10 diversions in the current master plan.
It's a win-win.
Ivy St. Romain owns Ivy's Tackle Box in Morgan City. He guides his charter boat through Wax Lake and points out his favorite spots to catch fish and waterfowl.
And hunt all the ducks they want, and then come in about 9, 10 o'clock, and they can go red fishing.
He wants his outdoor brethren in Plaquemines and St. Bernard Parish to fish and hunt in healthy wetlands too. And he thinks diversions are the answer.
If they got erosion going on right now and there's a diversion put in and it doesn't do, which it will, but if it doesn't do what they say, they're not losing anything. They already got land that's being washed away. But if it does, look what they can expect. They can expect something like this. Beautiful buildup.
But there's another sermon about diversions out there. Bethlehem Baptist Church is in Braithwaite, a small town on the east side of the Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish. Tonight, the local preacher turns 40 members of his congregation over to George Ricks, a charter fishing captain in St. Bernard Parish.
But the first stone, sir, is that soil is, we need, you need this, you need land, you need ridges, you need levees, you need something to protect you now, not 30 years down the road.
Ricks started a nonprofit, the Save Louisiana Coalition, a little over a year ago. His organization is tied closely to Louisiana's commercial fishing and seafood industry. They oppose the parts of the master plan that advocate for Wax Lake-style diversions.
And if you put the amount of fresh water in these large-scale river diversions that they want to put in, it's going to turn the estuary totally fresh, which is unacceptable.
Rick says letting the river flow free will wipe out the saltwater marshes that fish and oysters love.
And if they put what they want to put in with these things, there'll be no more fishing industry in St. Bernard Plain. As simple as that.
Captain Ricks also says natural diversions take too long, and the land created is easily destroyed by storms. He does support rebuilding the coast. He just thinks dredging sediment is more efficient, piling truckloads of mud where you need it and not having to wait for the river. Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser agrees. He wants to build land and quick to create a coastal buffer against storms and keep encroaching saltwater at bay.
We believe that the berms, ridges, and islands pumping the river sediment give us protection today, not only for the people and lower storm surge, but it protects those critical habitats.
But dredging is extremely expensive and unnatural. Dr. Paul Kemp at LSU is in the louder chorus supporting diversions.
It's an existential thing, really.
Kemp says Wax Lake is a powerful example of a river system's ability to heal itself.
We've been working on this for a long time, and we haven't come up with any better idea of how to do it than what nature figured out billions of years ago.
Let the Mississippi do what it was meant to do, he says, move sediment south and create land. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.